Injuries are a fact of life for Olympic athletes. Think about some of the risks competitive skiers face: fractured bones, busted knees, concussions. Pretty much every member of the U.S. national ski team has had spectacular crashes. Several, including star Lindsey Vonn, are going down to the wire to recover from injuries in time to compete at this Olympics. Tom Bonsi from the Northwest News Network introduces us to a pair of Olympic hopefuls from Oregon who've persevered through potentially career-ending injuries.
9 months ago, alpine ski racer Lorraine Ross woke up in a Colorado hospital in excruciating pain. She'd just come out of the operating room after blowing out a knee in a crash at the 2017 U.S. National Championships.
There were many moments like that where I had a hard time thinking about anything but the pain that I was in.
Ross grew up in Central Oregon, skiing from the age of two. She learned to race with the Mount Bachelor ski team and has been on the U.S. national team for 8 years. Speaking via Skype, Ross says she's been hurt many times before, but this latest injury was the most severe. The recovery taxed her emotionally as well as physically.
I was battling some demons and some questions that I had, you know, all of the uncertainties about, am I going to be able to ride a bike again? Am I going to be able to walk normally again? I wasn't really thinking too much about skiing at that point.
Ross worked hard to overcome those demons and is back doing well at the top-level race circuit. The 29-year-old says it's scary to think about crashing again, but the rewards of skiing are worth the risk.
If I were to retire from skiing and if I were to say, you know, I don't want to take that risk, I'm done, I would still feel the fear and the doubt in myself. And I would also feel regret on top of that. So I just knew that I had to give myself this chance.
Ross got advice and encouragement from her boyfriend, also an alpine ski racer, also from Central Oregon. Tommy Ford suffered a gruesome injury in 2013 that took several years to recover from. He broke his femur in a crash against a tree while free skiing in the French Alps.
I couldn't help but share like how I came back to skiing, because I did it at a different pace than a lot of people, and I continue to share it's okay to take your time. It's okay. Go at your own pace, because there's a lot of pressure to come back quick, especially during the Olympic year.
Bend, Oregon could be called a cradle for Winter Olympic hopefuls this year. Besides the two alpine skiers, three snowboarders who also honed their skills at nearby Mount Bachelor are gunning for the games. Ford says Bend's location at the base of the Cascade Mountains makes it ideal for grooming future Olympians.
There's rivers and trails all around. It's just a playground, and it's hard not to get out and enjoy the woods or the mountain, the river.
Both Ford and Ross had top 10 finishes at World Cup races in December. Ford has now locked in a berth on the U.S. Olympic team. More good, consistent results in January races in Europe should secure a spot for Ross on the U.S. Olympic team bound for South Korea, too. They join other likely Olympians there, including Michaela Schifrin, Lindsey Vonn, and Ted Ligety.
I'm excited to get to the Olympics and enjoy the moment. The last Olympics, it was very rushed and it was kind of chaotic and pretty stressful, honestly. It was really cool to see a lot of friends and family, but the whole event was really intense, and I want to be able to enjoy Korea.
The 28-year-old Ford anticipates specializing in giant slalom in Pyeongchang, which he raced at the 2010 Vancouver Games. Ross says she would ideally like to race in downhill, Super G, and Super Combined in Korea, which are the events she contested at the Sochi Games in 2014. The U.S. Ski and Snowboard Olympic team will be named in late January, shortly before the Winter Games' opening ceremony on February 9th. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.